Welcome to today's Our Daily Bread. I'm Sheridan Voysey, and I've titled our reading, In the End. I'm often given the privilege of leading spiritual retreats. Getting away for a few days to pray and reflect can be deeply enriching, and during the program, I sometimes ask participants to do an exercise. Imagine your life is over and your obituary is published in the paper. What would you like it to say? Some attendees change their life's priorities as a result, aiming to finish their lives well. 2 Timothy 4 contains the last known written words of the Apostle Paul. Though probably only in his 60s, and though having faced death before, he senses his life is nearly over. There will be no more mission trips now, or writing letters to his churches. He looks back over his life and says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. While he hasn't been perfect, Paul assesses his life on how true he stayed to God and the gospel. Tradition suggests he was martyred soon after. Contemplating our final days has a way of clarifying what matters now. Paul's words can be a good model to follow. Fight the good fight. Finish the race. Keep the faith. Because in the end, what will matter is that we've stayed true to God and His ways as He provides what we need to live, fight life's spiritual battles, and finish well. Today's scripture reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6-8. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Let's pray together. Father God, just like Paul, we want to finish our lives well, fighting the good fight, finishing the race, keeping the faith right to the end. Would you empower us today by your Holy Spirit to live faithfully, loving you and loving those around us? Would you strengthen us, Lord, to live for you, today, tomorrow, into the very last minute of our lives? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Sheridan Voysey, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.